Hey, welcome to episode 79 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It must be Thursday. It's October 17th, 2019. I have so much going on. I could fill this podcast with all kinds of just events and activities and progress and productivity and all that good stuff. But I'm not going to because I need a little respite. I need a little break, a little vacation from the nonfiction and head into a little bit of fiction. So a little unfact about Bradley Charbonneau is that I've written some fiction. It's not exactly the top of the charts, but I got to say I've had fun, and I'm having fun doing it, and I miss it, and I want to do more. So I'm going to leave you here with episode 79 of Repossible Podcast, and I'm going to give you, which one did I choose? Chapter 4. Of one of the Charlie Holiday books, and it's called, the chapter's called Maybe It's Time to Go. Every book has the word chance in it, because I think chance is something we make. And the book one is called Now Is Your Chance. So here is Bradley Charbonneau, that would be me, reading from Now Is Your Chance, book one in the Charlie Holiday series, chapter 4, Maybe It's Time to Go. So sit back, relax, let yourself get lost in wherever Charlie Holiday has found himself, and he is off the deep end, let me tell you. And let me know what you think. Here's Charlie Holiday from Bradley Charbonneau. Talk to you next week. Keep it possible. Chapter 4. Maybe it's time to go. If you can. I really just need the Wi-Fi password, he said as innocently as he could. She smiled again, but this time it was the slightest bit less warm. It was almost polite. She craned her head slightly so that her head pointed towards the board again. It was clear. He was a slow learner. She wanted him again to choose a receipt. He thought of his kids in this situation and what he would have suggested they do at this point. He could even hear himself calmly explaining, in rational terms. Now, it seems like it was time to tell her that you're done with her little puzzle game, but that you really just needed the Wi-Fi password. If that was too much trouble, you're terribly sorry to have inconvenienced her this morning, but you'll just have to find another cafe, and you bid her a good day. You stand up and make your way calmly, confidently, and coolly towards the stairs to the exit. It was high time to take his own parental advice. Prego, he started out. He thought he was already doing well because, one, he was speaking at all, and two, he was speaking Italian. I'm so sorry, signora, but I really just needed the Wi-Fi password so I could finish my work this morning. But it seems that you have other things in mind. He paused to see what kind of effect that collection of powerful words would have on the cafe barista. He waited for her reaction, but there was none. Of course, it could have been that her English was limited to latte macchiato and here's your change, and no, I'm not kidding. Just those mesmerizing chocolatey eyes with the swimming sea salts. Yeah, he thought. Been there, done that. Gotta get going. You probably don't understand a word I'm saying, right? And he paused to give her a chance. But I'm going to leave now. Kept going as he was on a roll. I'm just going to walk up the stairs and get my bag and go. He was now sort of blabbering, but he couldn't stop the volcano eruption of words out of his mouth, and he became more and more certain that she didn't understand a single word anyway, so he just kept at it, getting more and more nervous as she didn't react at all. Yeah, so it's been fun and real and all. He couldn't believe his own ears at the mindless blather that was coming from his direction, but at this point, he had to finish it off. But it hasn't been real fun. You know what I mean? It's a saying, you know, real and fun, but then you put the words together, but not real fun. See how it works? Yeah, so that's what's going on. Nothing. Just staring. It was time for action. He stood up from the chair, but was quickly reminded that her hand was still on his forearm. For the record, it wasn't just resting on his arm, but it was grasping his arm to the extent that, if she wanted to, she could hold on and It would make things a tad more difficult for him to walk away with her attached like that. Stay calm. Stay friendly. He took his left hand and moved it slowly, as if going in to pet a cat he didn't know, and he put it on top of her hand. He just let it sit there for a few seconds. Her hand was very warm. He started patting it softly as to indicate that he was thanking her and was ready to move his hand. He tugged a little with his right arm that was under her hand. At first it budged, but then he felt her grip tighten. He pulled a little harder. She tightened her grip a little harder. It was time to go rational and direct, to bring out the big guns and let her know who was boss here. "Could you let go of my arm, please?" he asked, finally saying what he had been thinking for however long it was that he had been down there. On that note, had it been 10 minutes? An hour? He was usually such a good judge of time, but now he had no idea. It was really time to get moving. She smiled, but he was getting a little tired of her smile. Her eyes were still the pools of pudding, complete with shimmering flakes, but hey, he's got things to do, señorita. That was probably only Spanish. He pulled a little harder. He pulled a lot harder. Her grip increased to the point where it almost hurt. He looked at his arm, her hand on his forearm, his hand still on top of her hand. What did she want? What did this all mean? As he looked back up to her eyes to really let her have it with his forceful and serious self, he shuddered, as not only was there the single yellow lioness eye, but now two of them were there. Charlie was the first to admit that he didn't know much about hypnotism and that sort of thing, but he literally couldn't look away. He wanted to speak. He wanted to tell her that he had to go. He wanted to pull his arm away with a very unfriendly jolt. But he couldn't do any of those things. He couldn't move his head, blink his eyes, or have much of a thought. He was frozen. Snap out of it. He willed himself to comply. He shook his head, or at least tried to shake his head. Now he couldn't even tell if he shook his head or he just thought he shook his head. He really wanted to shake his head, and he again tried with all his might, and his mind directly informed his brain that it was shaking time. But it was like the communication systems were down for repair. She blinked, but when she opened her eyes this time, they were the cat still. His first thought he didn't like. He thought about how he felt just a few short seconds ago that he was the boss, but that's not what he was feeling now. It was so cliché, so cheesy, but he didn't know how else to describe it. She had him under her spell.